Good morning, Tom. You need some troops back up. You need to call in reinforcements. They're going after you, Tom. They're going after you.
I know.
You got tough with Sybil and Dominic this morning, but I would like to help you, but I ain't here long. All right. hello to Cleveland. Shout out, Tom, to Cleveland NAACP. They've been around 100 years, and so I was a keynote speaker Saturday night. Had a fabulous time with them in Cleveland. Thank you so very much for the invite, and of course, big ups to my Houston Texans. I was there yesterday for the win over the Miami Dolphins. So great time. Tom, I got it. Have you ever asked the question, what is wrong with white people? I mean, has it ever popped into your mind, Sybil? What is wrong with white people? What's going on? Well, my girl Joan Walsh of Salon.com, she has a new book. Basically saying the same thing. What's the matter with white people? Joan joins us this morning. Hey, Joan.
Hey, Roland. How are you?
Doing great. I love the title. We had you in Washington Watch. And the title just jumps out the most. And basically, you lay out this wonderful thesis that white Americans are longing for a time that really never existed in America.
Yes, I do lay out that thesis. I think you really saw it on display a couple weeks ago in Tampa, where the theme was nostalgia. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to thank Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan for selling my book, because I think a lot of Americans just like watched the convention and rushed to Google and typed in, "What's the matter with white people?" and got my book. So I really, really appreciate that. But anyway.
But what is the matter with white people?
Well, I think a lot of white people today, especially older white people, are really pessimistic. All surveys show that they are the most pessimistic racial group when it comes to the future, when it comes to the question of will their kids do better than they did. And I think it stems largely from this longing for a golden age that never was. And the golden age really was basically my childhood, when the result of a lot of decisions that were made by government and by us as Americans after the Great Depression and after World War II, to build a middle class, to affirmatively build a middle class, build universities, make it easier to own homes, make it easier to form unions, build those roads that took us out to our lovely suburbs. That was all done on the part of government. I'm not saying that my family, which benefited from that, didn't work hard, because people, of course, did work hard. But government was kind of like an invisible hand at your back, moving you into the middle class. But the thing that you all know, and that many of my people don't, is that a lot of that didn't help black people. That black people were either excluded from or at least not protected by programs, even including the GI Bill, even including Social Security. A lot of those early foundations of the middle class left black people out. And so we've got this golden age for some people that wasn't a very good age for other people or for women. Women were left out too.
I got to ask you this, Joan. Ask you this here. I also talk about this notion of moving forward. America is changing, becoming a majority-minority country, and it's a lot. You talk about pessimistic about the future. You know, I see these surveys, and a lot of white Americans saying, you know, my kids, I feel for them, because it's just not going to be the same for them. It's like they are so scared because we've been running this for years, and oh, my God, we've got to really share this stuff now.
I think there's some of that, Roland. There's no doubt that there's some of that. But I also think that if you look, you know, just objectively at conditions for the white middle class and the white working class over the last 30 years, things have gotten worse. Now, it has nothing to do with black people and Latino and Asian people rising. It has nothing to do with that. Our economy, the fundamentals of our economy are not strong, and that the engines that built the middle class economically sputtered in the 70s. And, you know, so I think some white people in the 70s looked at the movements that were bringing women and African Americans into the workplace and into places of power and said, oh, hey, that's why things are getting worse for us. But not everybody said that. That's not really the reason. So I think there's something that's not only racial in their feeling that things used to be better.
And the right is asking you, what's wrong with you, Joan Walsh? Why?
Yeah, the white supremacist sites do not like the book at all. They're giving it zero stars, thumbs down.
So that is a boost for you.
I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of that.
Folks, the book is called What's the Matter with White People by author Joan Walsh of Salon.com. Definitely check it out. Joan had a great time on the show yesterday. Washington Watch. Keep it up.
It was great. Thanks for having me again.
Will do.